This is the
make the disclosure day sounds.
I like those pre-Avatar
sounds. Fire and Ash podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's going to change after this.
The next time you hear from us, we will have seen Avatar Fire and Ash.
Yeah, we're going to spoil it.
The hierarchy of power in the Astropodlan universe will have been upended.
Mm-hmm. Astroglobin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what those.
What did you say?
Astroglobin.
Astroglobin.
Oh, we just met a funny little boy who said
called
that.
Us that. Yeah. A young fella.
Yeah.
Young buck. Young Bolt Tolkien.
I can't wait to go watch out. We're seeing it in 3D, right?
Yes. IMAX? Yes, we are.
I don't think we're seeing it in 3D.
I think it is. I think all the IMAX, because you booked a similar one that I was going to, and it was 3D, even though I didn't intend it to be.
I don't know. I know it's actually, IMAX, but I don't know if it's...
Yeah, because I'm going to see that shit in 3D.
I'm fine with either, because I'm going to stop seeing the 3D after a minute.
I'm seeing it in 3D.
Why would you want to see something in 3D that doesn't have Giovanni Ribisi playing a little putt-putt?
He might be in it. Who knows?
He was in the last one, technically,
No, I will only watch these movies in 3D in the theater.
Well, then you're going to have to
stay
the fuck
home. Yeah, what are you
going to
do if it's not 3D?
I'm going to get another ticket.
That's crazy. When I remember it wasn't the 50th
anniversary. I mean, I'll see it with my friends, but I'm going to see it in 3D.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of take for granted that any movie I see with Jacob, he's going to see three more times in theaters.
Yes. Yeah. I never saw Way of Water once, not in 3D, until we watched it at your place.
I don't see anything about it being 3D, but... maybe it is. I don't know.
Oh my god!
It also doesn't say anything about it being IMAX. But I know I bought IMAX tickets.
Oh my god!
Where are you searching? Where are you looking?
In my
this?
Email.
Do you have the AMC app?
No.
Avatar.
Well, maybe I do. I don't know.
You might.
I'm in a panic.
If anyone
right
hasn't watched it yet, we did a comment shop where our audio recorder filled up 41 minutes into the record, which was an hour 15, one of the longest comment shops in months.
Yeah.
And the second half has no sound, so we just sat down for the purpose of recording a commentary track over the second half, but we ended up just talking about Viacom the whole time and Loak bonding with Viacom. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I remember his name now since that most recent rewatch.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were talking about the entire time.
Must have been weird to like be the kid who acts in one of the biggest like special effects heavy movies ever made. But you have to just sit on it for like 10 years.
Did he?
Well, I mean, between shooting it and it coming out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like he probably was like,
how long did they shoot?
They shot it like 6 years before it came out, I think.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean,
both
like,
of them?
Enough for
Edie
Falco
back?
To forget. Not this new one, the second one.
I know, but they shot them together.
I thought that was the ones after.
Second and third.
Yeah. Because they did the first one.
Yeah, I'm saying when the second one came out, what are you talking about?
They were filming the second one for a long time.
And the kid in the second one, it must have been weird to not really have that.
Which kid?
Feather in your... Loak. I don't know any of them.
But they filmed... Spider? I'm saying they filmed two and three together, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying...
So what's the secret?
What secret are you talking? What are you? I don't even. Jacob, do you get what I'm saying?
What secret?
He's.
What?
I don't know.
So you're
what
talking
secret.
About Loak?
I'm just saying he's a kid that shot a movie with Jim Cameron.
Yeah.
And then had to wait like 6 years for it to come out.
Yeah.
It's like people being the voices in Red Dead 2. Like,
yeah.
You do the biggest thing of your career, and then you're like, I just got to kind of hang out now and wait.
Yeah.
That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's extreme showbiz.
Zoe, she like got to be in all those Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers movies and stuff. And then the movie she filmed, Avatar 2, came out.
Right.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I guess.
Just
I'm just saying
math.
It's different if it's... She's an established actor.
Yeah.
She's in Special Ops Lioness, the Golden Law Man.
So you're worried about the Loak actor.
I'm just saying
the,
like, the young actors who are not as, you know, known as, you know, your Kate Winslets, your guy who plays Neil, who's in the Bible group with
Who's
Chuck.
Neil?
Neil. He's the nerd
funny guy?
Avatar.
Oh, Norm?
Yeah, nerd.
Neil is not his name. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Norm.
It's Neil.
Neil.
Yeah, it's Neil Nakbar.
I'm thinking of Neil Vanna.
Okay,
isn't there a Neil, a Star Wars Neil? Is it like
there's
Neil or something? What's
maybe it's Ozzel or something. Oh no, that's Kendall Ozzel.
Oh right.
I don't know the Neils. Neil Numb. Nia Numb.
Niels. That was the name of that cat you met.
Oh yes, Niels from Iceland.
That's what I was thinking of.
Never opened his eyes the whole time I was there.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, just an orange pumpkin of a cat.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess maybe I'll be seeing Avatar twice this weekend.
I'm just glad that it's, you know, Avatar is important to us, and it's kind of surpassed all irony. It's just genuine excitement.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really cool and
we
fun
want that
to
experience.
See. I think I have the same like biological reaction. People go, "Huh, the blue cat people, are they Smurfs?" As to sports ball, which is probably not good that I feel so defensive about the Avatar movies.
Sure,
I don't think that's a good thing.
I feel that way too sometimes.
But sometimes when someone's like, "Oh, the blue people," I'm like, "Give me credit, Piacon worked hard for that."
Yeah.
Well, Piacon's not a blue guy.
Piacon's
yeah, he's a whole ass guy.
Isn't he kind of
he's
blue?
A whale
he's
guy.
A bluish gray.
He lives in the ocean.
In color, yes.
He's a white guy.
But like, Piacon's the first white guy that Avatar has encountered.
That white guy, Piacon.
That white scound. That dog character. But we've done that so many times, right?
Yes.
But yeah, now when I hear like,
that scowling,
you know, anyone being dismissive, I'm like, do you understand what Jim is trying to leave us with?
Yeah.
Do you understand the legacy he's building brick by brick?
Yep.
I mean, it's just like people complain about the story and stuff, which, like, you know, derivative
it's like,
stories
oh, it's
exist.
It's just Dances with Wolves. Then watch Dances with Wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, this is
watch a Kevin Costner movie.
There's some damn good action in these movies.
Yeah.
Like watching the second one, I was like, dang.
I do hate
some exciting
that,
stuff.
That rack zoom where they're tracking it and they punch
oh,
zoom.
Oh, they always get
the digital.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do that in Attack of the Clones a bunch too.
And they do it in the sequel trilogy as well. A ton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a real J.J. Abrams thing.
Yeah.
It's like the
makes it look
it's
real.
The Joss Whedon Firefly thing.
Yeah.
I'm
sure
weird,
it's
like,
an Expanse too.
Oh, and Battlestar Galactica. It's really Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm over it.
The
Let's
only
just,
thing,
it's a movie. We don't have to pretend it's like someone holding a camera.
The only thing I like about it happening in Expanse, which I think is the only way it works, is because it's zooming in on a ship that's like 1,000 miles away.
Mm.
So the camera goes, yeah!
That's
all
fine.
The way over to that
that's
ship.
Fine.
I'm like, okay, good. I wouldn't have been able to see it otherwise.
I gotta watch that show, but I need to finish Ray Donovan in House first.
You don't have to.
Charlotte, deceleration burns look so cool. They kind of do that in the Way of Water when like the ships are decelerating.
Yeah,
they
do.
A new star in the sky.
Yeah, they do. It means the sky people are back.
Sky. Whatever he calls them, the
I'm
sky
born
people.
To the sky people.
Yeah. The
that
sky
spider.
People. You can't fight the sky people.
No, that's
people.
My Jake.
That's
oh,
my Jake,
oh, right.
Yeah. Which I didn't know was one word until we watched it with the subtitles.
Magic.
I learned a lot of the stuff. Skaung.
Skaung is
like
spelled
an
with an X
in there.
What?
It's like S-K-X-A-U-N-G-Q.
Oh, it's like the
means moron.
Aztec, whatever.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Skaung.
Some very old language.
Yeah.
Very old.
Very old. I can't wait to see Stephen Lang's blue face.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm so stoked on it.
I love seeing his face.
I was making plans for dinner that same night, and they were like, yeah, when do you want to put it? I was like, as late as possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to be extremely busy.
Yes.
I got a lot going on.
For like 3.5 hours.
It's to the minute, same length as the second one.
Really?
Lengthy.
3 hours, 15. Pretty sure.
Got it down to a science.
Jim.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the Tulkun in this one.
I mean, I think Jim would
be back.
They're back.
Jim could easily be a member of the Horsemen because he's a master of misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
while you're
shit.
Going like, these blue people don't even look real, you forget that the entire film is on a soundstage and that the surroundings are also fake.
That nothing is real.
Yeah, that like...
Everything looks real, but none of it is real.
Yeah.
Even though like, it's like, they're not just mapping blue people onto a screen. It's like the whole thing is in just a pool on a performance capture stage.
We were just watching the water wash over Piacon's back.
Oh my
like,
God.
Dang, that
the
looks good.
Sky's all overexposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound, it's
all
just
the
water
imperfections of reality are present. And that makes it look more real.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How do I add tickets into the app?
What are you doing?
I have no idea. You got to log it. Is that what you've been doing this whole time? Getting the AMC app all set up?
Yep.
Are you buying us more tickets?
Yeah, but it doesn't
for more showings.
It's my account or something isn't connected to the tickets.
I see.
Apparently, Kate Winslet said her kids aren't Nepo babies because they're really talented and they work really hard.
That's what Stellan said about Alex. Let's watch those two yell at each other. Bill is. Bill's a Nepo baby. Alex worked hard for his accomplishments.
I have mixed feelings about that whole thing because I do think, like, the Nepo baby, of course, it's real.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the ones who really suck,
they suck.
They suck.
It's self-selecting.
Chetana is not in Fargo season one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin is.
You're right.
Sofia Coppola.
Chetana did not make the John Candy documentary.
Yeah.
Who did?
The other one.
Colin?
Yeah, Colin. He directed it. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's, yeah, I get it's unfair.
Remember I saw him in the pie shop?
Yeah.
He looked good.
Right.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
No, I get it's unfair because there's like only so many jobs. And I'm sure when you're an actor, any person who beats you out on anything, you're going to want any reason to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking,
it's hard out there for everybody.
Some actors, some actors take it better than others.
Yeah.
It sounds like some working actors on the grind can just exude an impossible, bitterness, which like, it's hard to blame them. You're right. That is just kind of how it's set up.
Yeah. But it's also how every single other thing in the world is set up.
Part of the Nepo baby thing too is like, if you just are rich, like if your parents are just rich and you live in LA, like you have,
you just know connections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which again, I get that it's gotta be very frustrating if you're like an actor from Indiana who never gets anything ever. But also maybe that was going to happen even if, you know, Maya Hawke wasn't around. I don't know. But,
I don't know.
But like, it's just, that's how every, it's not acting. That's how everything works.
I do feel like.
Job market.
I know this is not what you're saying, but Indiana, I do feel like that Midwestern grit does lend itself to people that move to LA to hit the big time.
They all make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're from the Midwest and you move to LA to be an actor, you will make it 100%.
You will make it. Yeah.
I'm sad
I could if I wanted to.
If you wanted to,
If I started going to auditions,
Patrick, showbiz, baby.
Patrick can't make today's record because he's doing a self tape.
Yeah, I have a self tape after this.
every time you talk to someone, you're like, after this. Hey, can you read for me?
I'm excited for Alexander Skarsgård's gay BDSM movie.
Is it not out yet?
I don't know. I saw the trailer for it. It's got that Dudley man in it.
The Dudley man.
That actor. Yeah, it's got Duddits. It's a gay BDSM Duddits movie. Yeah.
I don't think I can watch that.
My wife was watching that gay hockey show.
Oh, I see the thumbnail for that one. Where's the guy looking like he's getting his
dick sucked. Like, it's basically just porn.
That's what Tara told me. Yeah. Like, can we watch this hockey show? It's like a Russian guy, too.
Scum Banana? Well, yeah, it's hockey.
Yeah.
I walked out. And I was like...
What's it called? Like Rivalry or something?
Yeah.
Hot Rivals?
For a second, I thought she was watching like a hockey documentary from the 80s or like a I didn't know what it was, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I remember,
is that the miracle that they refer to with Kurt Russell, is like someone sucking their own dick?
It was two men having sex with each other.
That's a miracle.
A Russian and an American,
that's right,
having sex with each other.
But one's a professional and one's in college.
Do you think any of the, like, on the opposing the US and Russia, do you think there was any
hanky panky?
Yeah, you think they were pulling fucking around and sucking?
Forbidden
each other?
Love?
Necking?
Yeah.
Mm.
All I'm saying is penalty box is a little small.
Oh,
it's going to be hard not to end up with, you know, your hand
two
on someone's genitalia.
And firmly planted on cock.
Gloves off.
Yeah.
Yeah, gloves off. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Heated rivalry. Yeah, look at the thumbnail.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Very cool.
Yeah, I see that on there all the time.
That's on Max.
That's on Max. Or sorry, no. HBO Max.
I think it's like Netflix, isn't it?
No, it's HBO Max. I see it all the time when I'm trying to watch Hoffa You Clown.
Pretty soon, there won't be a difference.
Nope.
That's true.
Unless the hostile takeover works. Please. Oh, please. God.
The Paramount one?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's not.
Well,
I don't know.
Today?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's all a fucking mess. Patrick, get that gun off. Like, get the barrel of that gun off your forehead.
Come on.
It's going to be okay.
Come on. Take the gun out of your mouth. Hey.
Take that Briar pistol out of your
mouth. Yeah, they went straight to the shareholders and are like, we'll give you this much more per share than they will.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how the whole fucking... I don't understand why they keep approving these deals.
Well, the Trump administration may, on the grounds of antitrust... They're trying to say that they could block Netflix, Warner Brothers,
antitrust
in favor of Paramount acquiring Warner Brothers, which it's like,
for Wee Jared.
It's like, listen, yes, antitrust wise, Netflix acquiring Warner Brothers is quite bad.
It's bad, sure. Yeah.
However, of course. I would say that Paramount and Warner Brothers are much more comparable in terms of companies that have studios and an established library of intellectual property.
Yeah.
Whereas like Netflix, it's like, they need to buy legitimacy.
Right.
It's because they fucking suck. Because
they're horrible.
Yeah. Because it's a tech company. And they want to be able to say, now we're a studio too.
Yeah, look, we own Looney Tunes.
Why can't
Why can't they just say no? How is it not a monopoly at that point? I don't get it.
Money.
I mean, I get yeah. that it's just all fake rules and they can do whatever they want. But
greed.
Goddamn, just cool. say no. Greed. Just say no, you can't buy it.
Yeah, but what it's do they get out of its own. It?
I know, what do they get I out underst- of it? I do understand that part.
Does, are there any incredible crossovers that can occur if one acquires the other?
Oh my God. Orange is the New Black, X, Oz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Great and Powerful.
That's thematic.
No, not that.
So it'd be a really fun. It'd be like a lighter take where, where there's like budget cuts, so all the women from Orange is the New Black have Got to share a cell with all the men from Oz.
Oh my God,
that would be
and
good.
All the just really fun hijinks that kind of happen in that cell.
Hijinks.
Yeah, hijinks.
Yeah, goofums.
Yeah,
they could put Larry David on that show, You.
Oh,
where
sure.
the next season is the evil stalker follows Jeff Green, who's played by Jeff
Foxworthy.
No. No, the
you might be a
serial killer.
Jeff Garland.
Yeah. Jeff Corwin
who plays Jeff Green.
Jeff Corwin.
For Jeff Corwin,
the Animaniacs, right, and they can be with the Demon Hunters.
Yeah,
oh, the Demon Hunters hunt the AJ Soprano, Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
Yeah, you could do Kevin Spacey,
Frank Underwood, House of Cards.
You could do House of Cards X.
Oh, new Harry Potter.
There you show. Go.
Well, there's a,
that'll go together
there is
well.
There is an HBO original film about the McCain-Palin ticket, which is...
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. What's his name? Oh, my God. From Truman Show and Westworld.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, yeah. Oh. I always want to say Phil Harris. It's Ed Harris and Julianne Moore.
Whoa!
And you can do a crossover with Frank Underwood from that.
Whoa, that'd be so cool.
That'd be so cool.
Put Frank Underwood more crossovers.
Oh, yeah. My God. Just think about all the opportunities between Looney Tunes and Six Underground.
That'd be huge.
Oh, right. With my Erowitz
stories.
Those, yeah.
Or The Wrong Missy or one of those the Adam Sandler things.
One of those Hawaiian Adam Sandler.
You could do like a Red movies. Notice, The Wire crossover.
Yeah,
that might
work. Huey Halloween, The Wire crossover.
Yeah, yeah.
Many Saints of Newark.
X.
Death Battle.
Yeah.
Well, do they actually, you know what? Rooster Teeth's property, right? Is
oh, so
a
they
lot
would
of it's
of
probably
it.
Still, like Achievement Hunter and Funhouse
yeah,
are
Hunter,
still
Funhouse.
Owned by
Did
Warner Brothers Discovery.
Death? I think they might have given them Death Battle.
Oh, no.
Really?
I don't know.
That would be tragic.
I know.
Well, either way,
our stuff is mostly
fucking, Fat Princess's ex.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Dark.
Yeah. Dark. Yeah. What's the Swedish one? It's like a role playing game.
Oh,
it's that artist.
Fuck. I know exactly who you're talking about, but it's.
Oh.
But just think you could do like.
The Electric State.
The Electric State, that's right.
The Electric State.
The Electric State X. Dune. Yeah, Dune.
Yeah, Dune. We are thrilled to bring Altered Carbon to Hogwarts.
There we go, yeah. What's the Angel show?
The OA.
The OA.
The OA? What's that one on? The
original Angel is a Netflix
OA
film.
Is, yeah.
Or Netflix. Netflix but, yeah.
Okay.
You could cross over the OA with like...
Well, his Dark Materials, probably.
Well, that, what was the James Franco, David... Not David Chase, the other one. The Wire, David. You know what? The OA and Deadwood.
Yeah.
All right. That'll
that's
work.
Good.
That'll work.
The porn
that,
show. You remember
that
the porn show?
Oh, Minx?
No. It's The Deuce.
The Deuce.
The Deuce. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. David, what's the Wire guy's name? The creator.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember now.
Because it's all three. Sopranos, Wire, and Deadwood are all guys named David.
That's crazy.
I would say they could make like a fighting game out of it, but they already did that one, the Warner Brothers one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That?
Well, Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
they do own it, and you can put all your favorite Netflix characters on there, like David Letterman.
Yeah,
yeah, you get David Letterman in there, Obama,
Geralt of Rivia,
yeah, Adam Conover.
Yeah, yep. The fourth season Geralt of Rivia, not Henry
yeah,
Cavill.
Leo. No, yeah, Leo.
Obviously, yeah. Leo. Obviously,
I right. Just to return to the OA for a second,
sure, yeah.
That woman has always become someone who is like.
Oh, what about the kid from Trash Truck?
Oh shit!
The God. Little dirty kid from Trash Truck, who's friends with Trash Truck.
I
you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not yeah. caught up.
Oh, they could put him in Ozarks.
They could. Well, I mean, that's already above Netflix.
Oh,
but
fuck.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
My bad.
Oh, no, just the OA lady. She made that show, Murder at the End of the World, on FX.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was her. And I watched it, and it was about, like, the mention in the first or second episode of a famous hacker. I was like, oh, boy.
Mm.
And then it ended up being one of the most unsatisfying shows cool. I've ever watched.
Damn.
But she's got pedigree where, like, people are going to keep producing those shows. It's like Osgood Perkins.
Oh.
Where it's like, he's the long legs guy who now is just going to be given a horror movie every year.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Every single one is bad.
Yeah, none of them are good.
He's, like, multiple horror movies a year.
And yeah. Apparently, like, that just, like, style of like vibey, you know, sort of like moody, low.
It's got that
VHS-y,
it has like an indie stink
indie
to it.
Stink. Yeah, yeah. Now we're seeing that just replicated among other horror
like, well,
movies.
Well, that's all a movie needs is that
yeah.
That
just
fog
atmosphere.
Over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like good.
Fucking Perkins, bitch.
I mean, I don't like the movies. I really don't.
But movies are.
I don't think he's like. I don't think he's a good movie guy, man.
Osgood Perkins.
I don't think
the
he's
monkey.
A good movie
you like Quigley?
I didn't see the monkey.
You like Quigley?
I love Quigley.
He's in Quigley. I gotta say, guys, too. Ray Donovan's actually a really good show. It's
really?
Pretty. It's pretty dumb. Like it's definitely dumb guy TV, but like, it's very fun to watch.
All right.
And it's got.
My wife's gonna be thrilled to hear that.
Because
she has to watch Ray Donovan now.
I was watching it on my iPad in bed. And my girlfriend was going to
Very
bed.
Nice.
She was like, "What are you watching?" I said, "Oh, it's some show."
Don't even disclose. So
don't worry about it.
It's better that you don't know.
So there's Ray Donovan.
Is it Showtime?
It's Showtime. Yeah.
Is it not regular Paramount, or do you have to pay more?
You have to pay more.
Oh,
if you have the ad-free one,
that.
You can watch it.
She catches you. It's just like the green
that's
guy.
That's Showtime.
Green guy in the tub.
Green guy's the first episode.
That's the first
really?
Episode.
Yeah.
What did he do? What was he getting into?
He was stalking a woman.
Okay. I think we picked that up when we were watching.
But things don't go super well for him.
How do I eat this?
But there's the... That's disgusting. That's sick, man.
You just bit... That's like eating just not... You're not peeling the mozzarella stick.
Mm-mm.
You're just chewing right into the cheese.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know if human teeth can handle that amount of...
It's all meat to me.
It's like
meat.
Jerky.
It's all sinew.
Yep.
But like, it's great because it's like... A definitively like West Side Century City set show.
Oh,
they like live out in Calabasas. So like there's all sorts
Calabasas.
Of locations that they shoot in where I'm like, I know where that is. That's near my old
the
place.
Santa Clarita Diet. The Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh yeah.
X was that Blake
Deadwood.
Lively?
Oh.
Not Blake Lively. Is it? The guy from OC.
I can't help
He's in the 10. A David Wayne movie that I think is recently watchable again for the first time in like 15 years.
Wow, that's huge.
What
huge
the hell
for
her name. He's Jewish and.
Oh.
It's not Blake Lively.
Are you talking about a Jewish guy who's not Jewish or
no,
Blake Lively?
No,
what's going on?
He's Jewish.
Timothy Olyphant's in it.
It's like a romance show. No. I know that. I'm talking about a different show.
I can't help you.
It's like.
Jacob?
Also another
I got
show.
Nothing. Ahsoka?
No, he's like a guy who's Jewish, so he can't get married
it's a
to
Netflix
somebody.
Show?
Guy who's Jewish. Is it this Kristen Bell show?
Yeah.
The last thing anyone
that,
ever wanted?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's the
no
one
asked
that's
for this.
That's the one. That no one asked for this.
Is that a wife show in your house?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
got
wow.
it. Adam Brody.
Or kind of. I don't know if she's watched this other girl.
Adam Brody.
Adam Brody.
Adam Brody. Yeah. Got there eventually.
Yeah. What about it?
Yeah, I don't know. X something.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were still. All right.
Huh?
Which was that?
X-Kong.
X-Kong.
Yeah.
The dog toy? It's got treats in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents' dog, that's all they can have because it's the only thing that can withstand their dog's strength.
What kind of dogs? They have cane corsos?
Nah, they wish. There's a couple of jacks.
But in a pit. A
couple of Jack
shit.
Russells. They're shorty jacks. Their legs are all little.
They're little guys.
They're extra little.
Mm.
This is weird.
They're okay.
Little binky.
Is that a cock ring? It is. Yeah. Give me one of those. Those duos.
It's got no. So it, it goes around the favorite. Sack and then that, oh, that like extension piece right in the ass.
Mm.
Yeah, look at that. That's so somebody mm-hmm. can grab onto and pull mm-hmm. it out.
You want to do questions?
Oh yeah, you got it. Questions incoming.
The great and powerful Osgood Parkins.
Mm.
Osgood.
My fucking sleep schedule is messed up.
Not school Perkins. No. No, thank Scum? You.
No.
I'm chewy.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Patrick, you got to get further from the mic on the chewing. Sometimes I'm editing and I jump to a part and it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Questions?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what are other Netflix shows? What have they put out?
Arcane.
Arcane, yeah.
Arcane X Blazing Saddles.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah.
That's a good one.
Alex Hansgen. Is the Moon Man from Gerald's Game getting into heaven?
The what?
The you Moon Man from Gerald's Game.
I've seen Gerald's Game.
The big guy. The big Moon Man. He's like, it's like, you're not real. You're made of moonlight. And he breaks out of his handcuffs in the courtroom.
It's a hedgehog.
Remember he like shows up at the house that she's tied up in?
I don't really, if something doesn't like really stick with me, I kind of lose.
I feel like the Moon Man would stick with me. He's a big weird
guy. I know,
guy.
I don't think that movie stuck with me very much.
You're not real.
I'll watch it again. Tonight.
You're made
right
of
now.
Moonlight. Yeah, he's gonna get to heaven. For sure.
Fuck that shit. Pass.
Pass.
Ribbon.
There. There's your answer.
Let's fuck.
John McBadman.
Fuck anything that moves.
Did you ever finish Moby Dick, aka the whale?
Who?
I guess the whole room. I have not.
Patrick had already read it. I just read it this summer.
You read it.
You're in there still.
I'm in there. I'm in that dick. Working on it. Astrological. Having watched all of DS9 after multiple failed attempts at starting TNG, purely because of how much Patrick and Charlotte talk about it, should I actually try watching TNG or any other Treks for that matter?
You should watch 100%. All preceding Treks.
Isn't that like definitive, like Star Trek?
TNG is probably like the most widely beloved, like as a show. I think a lot of people still love the original, but
TNG is the best, like pure Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Space Nine ends up being like a serialized show.
It's a show,
which is really good, but it's. In terms of like pure Trek of just a group of people going from planet to planet, encountering strange things.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Star Trek.
TNG is the
you should
the best, but the first two seasons you should know are horrible.
They're quite bad.
Like
they I didn't are, know that.
You know what, I mean, sometimes people are like, oh, you know, it gets a lot better. It gets like leagues better.
Like it just gets like really
it's
good.
It's a different show, yeah.
It's a complete yeah.
What happened?
Gene Roddenberry died. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Apparently it was like
or
a
got
nightmare
really sick. Yeah.
Working on it. They tried to circumvent him when making the show and then he found out about it and threatened to take it to court.
Yeah.
And they said, "Okay, you can be the showrunner."
That's when they took him out.
He was completely averse to like any and all I don't know, drama and
you couldn't have drama disagreement between humans or humanoid
Federation
people.
Members.
Yeah. Technology could not be portrayed as malignant.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
just crazy shit. He had like these like tenets, and like things would get rewritten and things would get chopped up and fucked about. And I think actors would be given things like right before shooting.
Yeah,
dang, it's just really really bad sci-fi.
Kind of a mess.
Not even good. There are episodes that are bad by like original series standards.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
And the costumes are pretty bad for a
They're
bit.
They're very funny.
But then
they get really good in the rest of TNG.
There's some.
And then in DS9, it's pretty solid. And then Voyager costumes are bad in the beginning.
Yeah. There's some stuff in early TNG that if you were to like take a still, I'm thinking of the Goo Man episode in particular.
They got a Goo Man?
The Goo Man in season one.
Goo Man like, season one.
Like someone's stuck on the other side of like a river of goo and the goo is like alive. It's like black tar looking
stuff. Oh, is that the one with Tasha?
Heroin?
Yeah, she's in it.
But that's not the one where she like.
I don't remember.
Right? No?
I don't remember. But maybe.
I realized it's been years but, like, since I started watching South Park, Star Trek.
If you took a still from that episode and like played it on an old TV.
It would not look any better than TNG anything in the original series.
Dang.
Yeah.
But okay, it just got good. Kevin Calamity says Mad TV or SNL.
Oh, baby. How do you choose?
So many choices.
Because this is the one that...
That's
the Goo Man?
Where Tasha Yar...
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you took that still, and I would 100% believe that was from the original series.
Right, right.
It looks so bad.
Here, Jacob.
What the fuck?
It looks like black licorice.
Yeah.
Yum. I'll take a bite out of that.
Mad TV for that one sketch where they all sing like Creed in a boat.
But yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a classic. And anything where it's like, you know, a mobster, but he's gay. Obviously, those are fantastic.
I've never really watched Mad TV.
It was pretty big when I was a
kid. Mobster, but he's gay is...
I sent you that video.
Yeah. Who is it? Is it it's not Andy Daly?
It is Andy Daly, yeah.
I mean, he's really funny.
Well, Mad TV had like a weird amount of people who like since have become...
Yeah. I mean Reno 911 has PMPL. A lot of like moved come on. Through PMPL.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Mind of Mencia.
That's the high watermark, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's assumed that that's everyone's true number one.
When did Mad TV end?
Early 2000s. I mean, I watched it in like middle school was probably the height of...
Episode of the original run aired on May 16th, 2009.
Oh, wow.
Mad TV
went on a little while.
Mad TV really has that improviser stink.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like SNL, I feel like it's a different... I don't know. There's something about like the folks that came out of Mad TV where some of them it's like,
like
deep improv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep improv.
I remember like liking it a lot when I was in middle school, and then in high school it would come on and you'd be like, ugh, God.
Next question, eh? You can't spell pseudo identity without LSD. Take LSD with the Beatles or Xanax with the Monkees. That's M-O-N-K-E-E-S.
That is tough. I do feel like the Beatles would be so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
No, to do drugs with.
Yoko's there.
Yoko's there.
Are you having Monkees, a bad trip?
That's a tough one. Monkees probably.
Xanax with the Monkees.
Downers with the Monkees.
Yeah. I mean, was
Travis is there.
Was Travis?
Well, yeah, those are the
did
Monkees.
Travis go nuts because he was off the Xan?
It was because he was on the Xan. Yeah. And only like half a bar. Mm-hmm. Maybe he needed the full bar.
I don't think he was. I think someone slipped
him
something
enough
Xan. Extra.
I think it just doesn't affect monkey brains the same way.
It just makes them violent.
Yeah, what?
It
makes them the exact opposite?
Yes, that's what happened.
That's weird. I don't know.
That's what happened.
I don't know.
That like 0.5% difference in the like genetic code between us and chimps is the thing that makes Xanax. Well, yeah.
I wonder if like Klonopin, it would be the same. Or
you,
if that's
you would
different.
Have to just try it out. You just have to go to the zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw them Ativan.
Candy. Just scatter it all over.
Pills. Thanks. There you go, chimps. Throw some Adderall in there, just like a control.
Yeah, I mean, like they might, some of them might have some homework to do.
Yeah, you never know.
They have some esports to play.
Yeah.
Oh, esports ape sounds awesome.
Esports ape.
NPM, what is your platonic winter ideal? What makes your bones shiver?
I don't want them to shiver.
Question.
Yeah.
What is your platonic winter ideal?
Like you're not having sex with winter, but you're tight.
Right.
I guess
that's what it means.
So there's a, just on top of that, what makes your bones shiver?
So are those are two different questions or one?
Well, maybe they're combined intrinsically.
I guess the cold would be an answer to both of those things. Like a platonic ideal of winter is that it's cold.
I guess
it does make my bones shiver. Is this a riddle?
It might be.
Something I miss
Sphinx.
From cold weather.
You miss the shivering bones.
You know when like it's really awful and cold outside, but you somehow manage to get like a bunch of people together to hang?
Yeah.
And then it's just like a nice warm
you
gathering.
Know what I like about
the inside.
I like that. And also going to like a restaurant, like a crowded but like but like nice place.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing, unbundling dog.
Yep.
Yes.
Popping that coat off.
Yeah. Take the coat off.
Yep.
Gloves, scarf, hat, stick it in the back. And like everyone's kind of steamed up. Like I
you
take my glasses and
like,
my phones
off.
It's
hot in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Steamy.
Yeah.
You've already got a damn drink in your hand.
I like
this
that.
Yeah. Throwing Klonopins at you.
Yep. Not a chimp in sight.
Yeah, man, showering Adderall
my mom
in your pen.
Me heaping snow pictures. Like just like it dumped.
Piles.
It dumped white on Pennsylvania.
Dumping white.
Yeah. This is platonic as hell, man.
Attempted mustache. The recent Hitman video got me thinking, what's everyone's coffee order?
Depends where I am.
Yeah.
I'll tell you nowadays, I get half calf.
Half calf is good.
That sounds like
half calf Americano iced.
I'll often get an espresso shot.
Yeah. But normally it's just coffee.
If I'm at like a coffee shop or cafe thing, and I'm sitting there, I'll probably get like a macchiato or something with less milk because I've gotten more opposed to just drinking a warm cup of thick milk.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get like a seasonal fun thing that's like basically just candy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, of course. Try it out.
I like to get cold brew. I usually won't get drip if I'm buying coffee somewhere because I like my drip coffee. Mm.
Uh-huh. And drip coffee is usually horrible.
Well, I guess pour over.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess like a nice coffee shop might have good stuff.
But. Yeah. Or a diner. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I like bad diner coffee. Yeah. Yeah.
But bad coffee outside of a diner, like when you have to go, like, you have to
pay $6 for, oh, that's a different.
Yeah, there's a Keurig.
There's different types of bad. There's like oil change coffee bad. Yes. And then there's like, you paid a lot of money for it, but it still tastes like complete shit.
You're supposed to just take a picture of it.
Like when someone's like, yeah, this machine does it all. And it's like, all meaning makes everything very bad poorly. Coffee.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I just don't drink coffee very often.
Yeah, you like an affogato.
Yeah, that's dessert. Right,
for regular coffee, it's just black coffee. Otherwise, if I'm like going to a place, I usually just get like an Americano
and
iced.
We get kind of crazy with that at home. We just had a summer, the summer of Americano summer.
Okay,
iced Americanos. Get some chai concentrate. Makes an iced chai Americano is what we were calling it at home. Yeah,
whitefish Americano.
Whitefish Americano.
My girlfriend, we were talking about traveling to see my family, and she's like, am I going to be getting a lot of like stinky fish kisses? And I was like, you know it. Well, one of the first times she came back to stay at my family's house, my mom got whitefish, and I went upstairs and kissed her good morning, and she said, did you just eat whitefish? I was like, yeah, of course I did. Of course I did.
Nothing like a little fish in the morning.
Fish kisses.
My mom can't buy it because it's such a big tub and my brother and my dad won't eat it. But when I come home, she can buy it because I'll eat it every day.
Stinky fish kisses.
What do you eat it with?
Your hands.
I don't know. Crackers, put it on a piece of toast, have a sandwich with it, just eat a spoonful. It's really good. It's really tasty. Full of
white.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat it like.
Even the fact that it's from the tin. Even the fact that it's just called whitefish. It's not even like a type of. It's not a fish. It's just broadly, if the fish is white, it goes in the salad. Could be anything.
Hey, cast a wide net, right?
I guess, yeah.
It ain't salmon.
You'll be surprised.
Ain't tuna. Yeah. It's white. Put it in that pile.
Yep.
I don't know. Tilapia fish salad. Sure, doesn't make sense. Yeah. Cod salad.
I don't know. It's
it's like
saying meat.
My mommy's getting me some fishing stuff for Christmas.
To go fishing,
to catch your own.
I'm gonna go fishing.
Why are you into fishing now? Fish? What happened?
I just think it would be fun and peaceful.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Where are you going
to
go?
They not for the ponds fish. Around LA. There's one actually very close to me.
Really? Get some river carp?
Yeah, river carp.
LA river carp?
Probably rainbow trout.
Probably river carp.
I've caught a few rainbow trout in my day.
There's actually a pretty big fishing spot near me.
Get a rod. I mean, maybe I talked about this before, but people like doing old people shit now. They like going birding and playing pickleball.
Yeah,
and
people like doing reading, old people.
Here's the thing. Erotica.
Here's the thing.
Romance novels.
I don't think any of that is new. I don't. It's that we are old people now.
No,
elderly. We do old people shit.
Yeah, but people in their 20s started doing it. I think during and after COVID,
because
they had to figure out
they stopped having sex and they had to read romance novels.
Yeah, no more sex, no more drinking.
Because Zoomers don't like sex.
They stopped having sex, so they had to go find birds.
Yeah, same thing.
Seeing an osprey and going, oh,
yeah. That's how it works.
Whoa. Only way you can get aroused.
Whatever. I'm asking for lures and
lures. I just bought. I just got an email from Tackle Warehouse that my order is shipped. I got some gifts for my brother.
Oh, he's a fisherman. Doesn't he just need a spear
or a fisher?
That's what he's done, right? He can do it
with just a spear.
That's crazy. So crazy.
He wanted. I was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas?
You could not pay me to get down there with a fucking spear.
I'll just buy you the fish.
There's sharks in the water.
Yeah, not around in San Diego. It'll just be like some leopard sharks and stuff. They're gonna bite you.
There's great white sharks all over the Pacific Coast.
Yeah, but it's like the chances of getting bit.
The chances don't concern
like
me.
Like getting struck by an airplane.
Are you saying to never be told the odds?
Yeah, I was dancing around it, but yes.
Let's see what's in this shipment. We got a Booyah XCS1 Series Square Bill, a Cotton Cordell Big O Smoky Joe.
Jacob, what the fuck are you talking about?
These are the lures I got my brother.
Are those Will Graham originals?
Yeah, Strike King, Crank, Gizzard,
Cordell
Chad.
Walker.
Gizzard, Chaz.
Cordell.
Cordell Walker, yeah. The Texas Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Cordell.
Big O Smokey Joe. Well, let's see. The Strike King, Crank, Natural Shed.
That show.
There's a Berkeley.
Maybe I should.
That's a good show.
Oh, look at that. A Berkeley Bullet Pop Popper Danald 70mm.
Whatever.
Ray Donovan definitely fits with Justified and shows that I thought would be funny, but then I get really into it.
Yeah.
Catherine Victor, aside from Andrew W.K. and Creed, are there any other musicians you find really funny, excluding parody artists?
Oh, dude. Wait,
well, obviously.
Weird Al?
I don't find any parody artists funny.
Creed's pretty funny.
Artists that are funny.
I was just talking about it. DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, yeah.
DJ Khaled, right. Specifically the album We the Best from beginning to end is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer.
That's a good one. There's another band too I was thinking about recently that I don't remember what it was.
I was getting my hair cut and there's a Nickelback song playing.
Yeah,
and it was really bad and I was like, I forgot about these Nickelback songs.
They, for some reason, they don't have the same funny stink. Charm to me.
Well, I think because people had like a weird embittered stance on it on the internet for a
they
long
were singled
time
out
where it's like the worst band. It's like, listen, I don't think they're very good, but they're not the worst band.
I mean, they're quite bad.
Listening to this, I don't remember what it was, but I'm like, the lyric, it was just like really basic.
Well, they have Put It In Your Mouth. That's a song.
No, this one was called what the fuck was it called? It was like If Everyone Cared or something like that. But like, it was just, anyway.
I think Kanye's really funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That one Hinder song I sing all the time is really funny.
That's
just the one?
The Lips of an Angel.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, Boromir dies. Time travel back to when you're 10 years old on Christmas morning. What are you hoping is under the tree?
A way to get home.
Oh, I want that Lego Millennium Falcon, baby.
10?
The one with
magnets.
I'm
excited to give my dad that Lego AT-AT, the gingerbread one.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't listen to the show?
No. Oh, God, yeah, no. My mom will start an episode occasionally just to check what's going on, and she'll get a couple minutes in and go, I don't care for this. Yeah.
Probably the Mighty Max Volcano.
Good answer.
Playset.
The Vape Volcano?
Vape Volcano. Yeah, vape volcano.
For your 10-year-old self.
Yeah, something like that.
I have a distinct memory of putting together a Viking Lego ship and watching Talladega Nights.
Okay.
On Christmas. So probably that.
A cozy family film.
I don't remember. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Dang. Shiss asks, tangentially related to high school dip. When I was in high school, the wrestlers on weigh-in day would chew Starburst all day and spit into whatever receptacle was nearest to try and lose water weight. No question, just another gross thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the receptacle at your school? It wasn't me at mine.
who was your local receptacle in your grade?
Yeah, it's like the kids that would hang out with the basketball team, but their job was like wiping down the court.
Yeah,
but they were still tight with
the
players.
They were like the manager or something.
That's so
weird.
What is that? They're like friends with the players. All the wrestlers have like a boy that they spit into.
Yeah, they're spit sow.
They're open
spit hogs.
Water weight.
They clap their hands and
he
over
takes their
runs
water
a little
weight.
Fella.
They would also like dress and they would like wear super heavy. I never understood.
Sweat it out, right?
The whole like cutting weight thing for wrestling, I never really understood.
Shouldn't be allowed to have children do that.
No, 100% like, not.
Waste a good Starburst.
Well, why are they always over, right?
I guess. I don't know. It's you're just creating people that are going to need the leg lengthening surgery.
James did wrestling.
So how tall do you think he would be?
if he had spit all that Starburst out. It's like 6 something.
6 something. 5'11", 6 foot.
He'd probably be like 8, 9 feet tall.
Damn.
If he hadn't done wrestling.
What could have been?
Skinny.
The Navi.
Yeah. And Yoloda.
Alrighty. One-eyed girl. What American holiday tradition would you demolish?
I want to kill the Grinch.
Yep.
I don't want any more Grinchfertizing.
Yeah. That's actually right. Too far.
Yeah, holiday themed commercials.
Yeah, except the AI ones. I'd keep those.
Those are cool. Really good.
Yeah, really important. The McDonald's one about how Christmas sucks.
Honestly, most of the American holidays are pretty cool.
Yeah.
In terms of like, it's like we have like three or four grill holidays.
We do, yeah. Labor Day, like, Memorial Day, 4th of July.
And now.
Juneteenth?
Yes.
Oh.
So we got like these. Mm-hmm. Those are great grill days. You just have a bunch of people over or something. Maybe someone throws a little backyard party.
It's a backyard party.
R. Kelly. Robert Kelly.
It's unfortunately a great hook.
Easter's one of the ones that is like the least monetized kind of.
There's a really lovely feeling about it because there's a freshness in the
there's
air.
There's a little bit of candy involved.
Spring life.
A little candy. Yeah.
There's trickery and mystery with the hiding of eggs.
Yeah, everyone dresses up real nice.
A lot of pastels.
House mm-hmm. smells like eggs and vinegar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably smell nice for you. You
great
like
vibes
that smell.
Of the church.
We love hard-boiling eggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always hungry.
He is risen.
So that's
yeah,
a
he's
fine
risen.
One.
Even when I was going to church as a kid. Because one, you get past Palm Sunday Mass, which is fucking long.
Yeah.
But then you get to, dude, some years there must have been a sweet spot where like I got like a present with the Easter basket. Like it was candy, but I got like a Transformer.
We usually got a little something.
Yeah, there might be like some Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
It was almost like more special because
something
like,
would fit in the basket.
I got like a MacGyver DVD box set.
You got the Guyver DVD box set?
MacGyver.
You're like a kid, you get the MacGyver in that Stellan movie I saw. He's like a filmmaker. That's like estranged from his daughter's family, but like he comes to like one of their son's birthday. He's like a 9-year-old kid. He gives them some movies. One of them was Irreversible.
What's that?
That's a rape movie. I don't know how really else to say it. There's like no other way. Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of those like it ends at the beginning.
It's like told in reverse.
Yeah, and then each scene is
irreversible.
Yeah.
Extremely
graphic, like
graphic long scene, right
very
in the middle of it.
Scandinavian film?
No,
French.
No?
It's French. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the guy who made like a bunch of other movies that are like that.
Yeah,
Gaspar Noé, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Adriano Bequit. If you were a fantasy, what happened?
He spilled it.
Splattered all over yourself.
I made a mess.
Adriano Bequit. If you were a fantasy golem, what material would you want to be made out of?
Oh, golem.
Yeah, golem.
Yeah.
Not
golem.
Golem.
I mean, I feel like I'd want to do classic shit and be made of clay.
Yeah, clay.
And
clay
do a task
golem?
For okay. a Jewish person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Feed me a scroll.
Oh, it'd be made of
water.
Well, water golem.
Water golem is cool.
Water normally doesn't take shape.
Well, I mean, it does
Unless
win an Oscar, though, something. When it does. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
Into this director.
Woo! There it is. And this director.
This director.
I'd be made of bones.
Oh, that's really good.
Bone golem?
Bone
golem? What about a bug golem?
Made out of bugs?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
like really what Nightmare Before Christmas is. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Made of bugs. Haste. Favorite instrument to bust inside.
Oh. I mean, I feel like the oboe is probably a... Right?
That's a narrow passageway.
That's
that double reed.
Extremely narrow.
What about an English horn?
No, the opposite end of it. The wide end.
Really?
That's the reed end.
With a double reed into your urethra.
Oh, and then play it?
You're too much of a musician. You're thinking of how instruments work.
Yeah.
Patrick was thinking of the biggest hole on the instrument.
But a clarinet. How big is the hole at the end of a clarinet?
The hole at the end of a clarinet with the bell?
The bell. It's a hole.
It's the clarinet. The clarinet has a lot of holes on it.
The and main hole.
End. That's
the
not main a main hole. Hole. That's just hole. The end of the clarinet. It's the bell.
Biggest, most notable hole.
Yeah, where the sound it's leaves. It's
not there, but there are literally holes.
But that's like
that's the not biggest a hole. Hole. That's yeah, like saying like, does a straw have a hole? Yeah. Two holes
like,
or what?
I told you, like,
it's the main hole.
What's the hole on the tuba called? You know which hole I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the hole.
Main hole on the
giant hole.
It's huge.
That's a bell if ever there was one.
It's black.
I don't, the bell. I don't care how big's the bell, which is a hole.
On a clarinet, it's probably like three and a half inches.
I'm gonna need the way hole bigger. At the end
I'm
of a trumpet.
Way bigger.
Yeah.
Again, you guys are driving me nuts.
It's a hole.
I'm so mad right now.
Yeah.
Patrick, you should bust into a kalimba.
What's that? I will.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I would into a bass drum.
Oh, nice. Just resonant.
Sometimes it's the little hole.
I think the funniest answer would be the talk box tube.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, like Peter Frampton?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. This is a kalimba.
Oh, there's a hole right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You can play it to a little tube with your fingers while you're busting in it.
Or what about, I would shoot into, like, the mono cable ports on a drum machine.
Yeah. You blast through the magnetic field of a theremin.
Oh yeah.
the pipes on a massive organ.
Uh-huh. Which would
take up a Okay. All right. That's pretty good.
In an organ's hole.
Yeah. Can't it's made a hole. Called it the hole at the end of a clarinet.
It is a hole. I don't know what the how to.
It's
like,
it's the instrument's bell.
Yeah. If you poke,
which is a hole.
It is not a
There's
hole.
A hole.
It is.
No, that would make the whole instrument a hole.
Could
but it has the
your,
holes
can
you that
you stuff put, crap in it.
No.
You could never, if you wanted to, you couldn't stuff crap in that
I guess
bell.
You could stuff
then
crap in it.
Then it's a damn
it.
Hole. I rest
that,
my case.
But that means the whole thing is the hole.
Yeah.
Whereas the finger holes are actually
holes. Can
you just
ask the next question? Because she's wrong and she's not going to give it up.
Okay.
You Iris should, you
asks,
should
y'all
come
fuck
into,
with snow?
Wait, what?
Y'all fuck with snow?
Yeah.
Iris kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's fresh, kind when it's of. Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never really experienced that much snow until like I went to Iceland. I had been in snow.
You
but
go
I was
skiing?
Like,
or snowboarding?
I've gone skiing before, yeah.
Counts.
But that was fun. Yeah, I like, fresh fallen snow.
Yeah,
it's not
nice.
Like packed hard snow. That's no fun.
Yeah, do you think you could bust into a trombone hard enough to make a sound?
No.
Into a trombone?
Not me personally. Someone. I think someone could. Yeah, I think the skill's out there, but I'm too old.
Maybe like a whisper.
It would kill you.
I don't have that kind of power anymore. I think I would like to see it. Some like, new young comer. An up and comer.
All right.
Try it, yeah. Send us the video if you can do it.
David Jones asks, what is your favorite species of dinosaur?
Dinosaur? I tell you my sons.
What's it? What's
Distortus Rex?
Iguanodon.
Iguanodon's good. Has your son seen dinosaurs? The
he's
Disney
seen
film?
The good dinosaur. I don't think he's seen dinosaurs yet.
Oh, that's the Iguanodon's the main character.
I know.
Really?
I know, yeah.
That movie's so weird.
His name's like Alitar.
Aladar.
Who voices him?
Yeah, but it's like it has like live action backgrounds and stuff.
It's really weird.
It's a strange movie.
I think.
And there's like monkeys in it.
The whole time, because they keep saying Aladar, and the whole time I'm thinking of Alitar and Palando, the Blue Wizards. And
you get confused.
My wife said, I think there's like a word in Spanish that's really similar. So we were both just very distracted the whole movie because of his name alone.
Couldn't pay attention.
Yeah.
We're all going to ask, what is your favorite video to make this year?
I don't remember
possibly
beyond
remember.
Today.
That's a good question.
Okay, the voice is D.B. Sweeney.
D.B. Sweeney. Is Aladar?
Yeah. This is from when they had just people, I guess, do
Yeah, just
acting.
Voice actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like when we did that Rocky video because we were all doing Stallone.
Don't even remember. I barely remember it. Now it's coming back to me.
I mean, I remember, speaking of Stallone, that one Rambo video we tried.
Was that this year?
It just, fell apart because the game was fucking awful.
It just completely broke everything happening.
Yeah.
Wait, which the Rambo video? Oh, that one.
Yeah, where it's like, it's like an work. Arcade game.
It's
is
a real
what it
shooter,
feels.
Yeah,
it's a real shooter. You're right.
Storybook Weaver was fun. I can't remember that far.
There's
back.
So many.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go look.
Yeah. Rory Vespasian.
Vespasian.
If the Astrogoblins were the crew of a ship, Charlotte would obviously be the captain.
All right.
What roles would she assign Jacob and Patrick?
I think Patrick would be chief of security.
Okay.
I think I'd do that job quite well.
Jacob would do every other job,
yeah.
And I'm mostly a figurehead.
Yeah. I would just do all the other shit.
Jacob has to do. Yeah. You have to. You know, you man the con. You're on operations. You're like also a chief engineer.
Chief like we can divide up.
You have pips that go all the way around your collar.
Oh my yeah. God.
Back at the middle.
But you're still the hole.
And for I'm anyone the hole? Who needs
you it. Are the hole. Yeah. Yeah. Can't replicate like hole.
That's right.
I feel like we could divvy up these jobs a little.
No, you're
we
also the could. Lounge singer.
We could. Oh, we should.
Okay. You're the bartender. Yeah, you're so a Dabo girl.
You're singing and all of a sudden some horrible man with scurvy comes up and sort of takes you by the arm and leads you down the stairs.
His ears like kind of like go up and meld into uh-huh. his forehead with oh, a bunch of ridges, God. But otherwise yeah. he's just a disgusting man.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Nuke Worms, what were your thoughts on the Game Awards? Do you agree with all the awards and excited for any games showcases? Expedition 33 won a bunch of stuff, and that was cool.
That did happen. The French are going to be insufferable.
We're all like so excited for High Guard.
I don't even remember.
Forgot. That was like, the thing
the
at the end.
The big reveal. Like, oh, we've all been waiting
the
for
hero shooter.
The hero
when
shooter.
When he was yeah. like, 60 of the developers that brought you Apex Legends and Titanfall 2. And you're like, whoa, hang on,
whoa.
Is this going to be like a spiritual sequel to Titanfall 2? What
yeah.
everyone's been asking for? And then on top of that, before announcing, he's like, and guess what? It's coming a lot sooner than you think. Which, like, normally if you're saying that as the final announcement is saying, right now you're going to get it.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
that's right. In 4 months, you can play yeah. an Overwatch clone.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
that's it's like when I as soon as I saw a character make an ice wall, I was like, oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, it's that style, the like the
yeah.
like I
yeah.
can't put my finger on it. It's not Pixar-y, but there's that like color
like
and
a,
like boldness
yeah.
to it that
yeah.
is very much in the keeping with that.
I just like don't play games like that.
No.
You know what? I'm part of me wish
Star
I was more into it.
A couple Star,
oh,
Wars,
yeah, Star
games.
Wars things. We won't see those for a long time.
Remember they
ever.
Made a Star Wars Overwatch game, the Bounty Hunters one?
Oh,
it was
I
like
played
a year
a little
ago.
Bit of that.
Hunters,
it was like a MOBA
right?
game. Yes. Yeah. I did like some sponsor streams for that.
That has that stink as
I played
well.
On my mm-hmm. Switch. And I would only play as a character with a lightsaber because she was the most fun. Because mm-hmm. you could just reflect stuff back at other people. And I think a lot of people I was playing against were on their phones because I was on my Switch. Now it's just like demolishing okay. everybody. Might have just been children.
Yep.
Just lots of children.
You were using wall hacks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
aim and aim bots.
I had like a cheat engine.
What else happened during the Game Awards? I mean, Death Stranding 2 kind of
got mentioned.
I feel like should have had a little more presence because I feel like it was a very impressive
yeah.
game.
I mean, that's the thing. Is like
I'm also biased for multiple reasons.
Expedition 33 probably only needs a few of those.
Yeah, give them just a couple. There's only like so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
well,
Joker Higgs something.
I'm like
Joker
that,
Higgs should have won.
That
he wasn't
like,
even nominated.
I know.
It's like that Hollow Knight game was like a tiny, tiny little studio. They made a crazy game.
Yeah.
I'm like,
heard.
Oh, I should have gotten something.
Yeah.
They should have gotten a little something
Barry?
Nice.
Barry?
Barry.
Oh, young Barry, what you doing?
Oh, huge news.
I don't know. I haven't played the Expedition 33 one, so.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's, good.
I don't know. It's a very good time.
Yogurt's got a collar.
Wow.
I had a nightmare that she got out. So I went and got her a collar.
And she's being punished
she
for
actually
it.
Really doesn't mind it. She's tried to like bite it a couple times, but otherwise she's completely adjusted to it.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
When there's things around their neck.
You pop
except for
air,
Ziggy.
You
what's
pop
it?
An air tag on her?
No, I think an air tag would be too big.
I put like, remember we had that like little Creed bandana? We put it on Ziggy and he didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever we put a collar on him, he gets it off. I've seen him do it. He like hooks his lower jaw under it and
oh,
just
yeah.
like yanks his neck. Oh, she looks pretty.
I know. She's damn cute. Yeah. It's for kittens, but she's small.
Derek used to wear a collar.
Oh, Waylon typically wears a collar, but like she did a long. She had a little Yoda collar that I bought her a long time ago. And wait, she hasn't worn one in years. Waylon still wears one.
I mean, I'm
yeah,
not.
They
that
used to have
about.
Collars when we lived in our tiny apartment. They wore collars, and Ziggy did get out when we were there. So
remind me to tell you about the other. I told you about the ant litter box stream.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you about the other one.
Litter
can't
box
wait to
stream.
Hear it.
We can't do wait until after the podcast to tell it.
The other one. I told you already about the litter box.
Yeah.
That there were bugs in
yeah.
the litter.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the other one after.
Yeah.
All righty.
It was a wet dream.
Okay, sick.
So I was playing this clarinet, right?
I was using the hole.
And I noticed the hole.
Whalebone Jacks, what non-sunken ship from history or modernity would you shipwreck?
Would I sink and scuttle?
I mean, Jumbo's is already down.
No.
The Chinese restaurant.
Oh, right. The Hong Kong.
Yeah, maybe like that, like the riverboat at Disneyland. I'd sink that.
Mark, it's already killed a few people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why
you'd be doing them a service.
Yeah, I'm just helping out society. It's not very deep water, but I think I could make it work.
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I think it'd be funny to like have the domain over like canoes and kayaks. So you could go to like a park and just kind of go like just put like, your hand out like Magneto and someone's kayak just
and it slowly
sinks. And they're fine.
Into like knee deep water.
We're taking on water, Chief.
Didn't one of the sister ships of the Titanic never sink? I think they like scuttled it or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Jawfist, on Patrick's recommendation, I read Between Two Fires, and because Charlotte suggested the works of Chuck Tingle, I read Camp Damascus. Christian horror novel can Jacob recommend other than the Bible?
For a second, I forgot that Chuck Tingle has written actually good stuff that I forgot I read.
Yeah.
I still have a holdout on the Buhlman stuff. What are they asking?
A Jacob recommendation.
They want a Christian horror novel recommended by me. I'd say probably Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl, yeah.
See, Christian? I guess there are demons.
Yeah, and fairies, like you the Bible. Read,
if you like that.
And smart young lads.
Yes.
If you liked...
smart evil boys.
Between Two Fires, try Hollow.
Hollow.
By B. Catling.
Hollow Band!
Pretty different, but it does have a weird little guy. Who eats bone marrow. And being transported to a monastery. It's interesting.
That does sound interesting.
There's some cool stuff in it.
The bone marrow thing is enticing.
I'm curious
about
that.
They have to steep the bone marrow in sin.
That sounds very Patrick.
I like that.
That sounds very you.
Well, check that out.
My friend was telling me last night about a book. We were talking about Octavia Butler, like sci-fi author, who I just read a book of hers. If you want a bleak book about religion, you can read Parable of the Sower. You should read Parable of the Sower. That shit fucking rocks. But she apparently wrote a book called Kindred about a young black woman that has to go back in time and save her ancestor from dying, but her ancestor is a white slave owner.
Uh-oh.
And she has to keep going back and saving him.
Okay.
So she'll exist in the future. Apparently it's very good.
Is she the one that wrote a book that's like the same plot as... that Will Smith, Charlize Theron superhero movie?
Oh, fuck.
Hancock.
Yeah. I have no idea.
She wrote a book like way before it. And I think the book is supposed to be pretty good. But it's like a very similar plot to Hancock, apparently.
Huh.
Interesting.
I'm interested. I mean, like, I'm very
on board.
So if
you liked Hancock...
If you're Hancock
is one of those movies that like has like a hook. It's like, okay, it's like a superhero, but he's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but then like the movie's like, oh no, we have to deliver a plot. And like it becomes
now that we've
super
got you with this thing.
Weird and convoluted.
Here's a bunch of garbage.
You're like, oh.
I think it comes a hole in the ceiling of a trailer.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then there's like the whole thing that like there's him and Charlize is the, you know, the counter part to his superhuman stuff. And it's like, what? Well, it's like Baby Core in Boss Baby. It's not just a baby, like a funny baby who's got like an executive job, but like there's a whole like world and company of Baby Core.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Well, we got quite a few questions left.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Boss Hog Radio, if you could have any weapon from Cold Steel, what would it be? When do you think you need to use it? Yeah, Jambox, baby.
Yeah.
All sorts
what if a
jambox.
Snake comes
obviously
at me? You know?
Or one of those like Chinese spears.
Yeah.
I want one of the big like hanging
big
carcasses. No, one of the big carcasses.
I want the snake. Give me the snake.
Yep.
I could use that snake. Parliament Cigarettes says it's college bowl season. And Astro Goblin's been pegged by the committee to sponsor a bowl. Due to the rising popularity of insane bits like the ritual sacrifice of a Pop-Tart at the end of the Pop-Tarts bowl, the committee would like you to also include a spectacle. What insane bit will football fans be treated to at the end of Astro Goblin Bowl presented by Los Angeles Federal Credit Union?
Okay, I'm understanding this. There's things
ritual.
Like the Totino's bowl where they dip a giant chip into a big bowl of salsa that apparently
Pop-Tart.
People used to swim around in. So
that's
I feel like we could do the National Guard Bowl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You swim around in guardsmen?
You have guardsmen like activate in the middle of the game and storm the field.
I see.
Okay.
I see.
Coming for us.
Okay.
For someone, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're there.
Somebody in the stadium, it's like Star Tours, and they get your picture taken.
Yeah.
Somebody at the game
is in ISIS.
Get taken by the National Guardsmen. Yeah, I think that'll be a good game. Juice HD, as someone who constantly struggles with getting gifts for family around this time of year, what's a gift that the goblins have given that's made you proud of your gift-giving abilities?
Probably a cardigan with our logo on it.
Yeah, probably a mug with Slave Vader Wampa on it.
I think like a t-shirt with like, if we had a shirt that had a newer, like it was a shirt for us, but it was like a new logo, like a recently designed
logo. Yeah, kind of scary. That'd be a few like wrinkles
on it. A little
bit
scary.
A little scary.
A scentless candle with a shitty image on it.
Just the worst product.
With Brother G.
Turn that back on. Turn that back on.
Those little kids playing guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Are they North Korean?
The kids, the guitar kids are North Korean.
Yeah.
I think Comrade G was on there too, right?
Well, yeah, no, we put him on.
Yes. Matilda Gerez, you have to choose between dinner at a Chinese restaurant that has crab rangoons or a Chinese restaurant that has soup dumplings.
Soup dumplings?
Yeah, soup dumplings. Kidding 100%. Me? I love a good soup dumpling.
Not even like a, I know you're going crab.
Crab.
You know dirty old seafood's got her in a tizzy right now.
Yeah.
Crab probably, rangoon probably. For Charlotte. Yeah. I don't think that's bad, but I just love soup dumplings.
No, 100% soup dumplings.
Went to a Korean noodle place that had like a great soup that had a bunch of like, little rice cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That sounds
incredible.
Incredible
that exists.
Yeah.
That food technology has allowed that.
Shit.
If you're ever in that neighborhood that's like, I want to say it starts with the B. It's kind of south of Pilsen, but also east of it a little in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know where this is around LA. Where's Pilsen?
There's an amazing Chinese restaurant that my coworker took me to in like 2014-15 down there, soup dumplings.
Cool.
Fucking awesome.
I mean,
fantastic.
I would love to go to
little
Chicago.
Little past Chinatown.
Yeah.
You remember all this?
South of Pilsen, starts with the B.
South of Chinatown, I would think.
Got it.
There's probably
south
something
Chinatown.
In between that.
Well, I'll probably walk into somewhere that looks like it's a cast of a sitcom and say, where's the best soup dumpling in the city?
Oh, there you go. And then the best burger in the city.
I know where the best soup dumpling is.
Thanks, Ted Mosby.
Yeah.
And then I throttle him.
You kill him.
What's the next question while Patrick looks this person?
All right. This one's from Lebos. What should my fellow countrymen curse with late December birthdays due to assert dominance this holiday season?
What? Why do you have to assert dominance?
Probably because they're holidays. They're overtaking their birthday.
It's not Back of the Yards, but that's the coolest name of a neighborhood.
Back
maybe
of
ever.
The Yards.
That's the name of the neighborhood?
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport's great.
Cool.
Bridgeport.
Chinese food.
Chinese food is, there's not as much of it that's like to write home about in LA. That's not really our bag.
Yeah. Just like fine Chinese food around.
I've had some good stuff.
Gets the job done.
Yeah. I'm more of a Korean food place.
There's some good Korean.
What were you saying,
Jacob?
There was a question or something.
Lebo said, what should my fellow countrymen create?
Oh, light the tree on fire.
Yeah. Just destroy symbols of Christmas.
Go to McDonald's because they hate Christmas too.
They hate Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. Steal the presents, eat the milk and cookies.
Countrymen.
December birthday people want to take the holidays
back. Is that
back.
Not the most like YA thing that everyone's broken up into 12 districts by their month
their
of
month,
birth?
Their horoscope.
Yeah.
Like people are in decent labor, so their kid lives with them or something.
Yeah.
Those then, like, the summer children.
Then
you want to stay
it.
Away from them.
Yes. Yeah. The summer children.
Yeah. Seasons.
That's probably the name of the overall series.
Summer
the
children.
Summer children. Is really good.
Actually, fall children might be.
Fall children.
Because
each book is a different season.
Yeah.
And it ends with the winter children.
So the trilogy is like seasons children or something.
The seasons children.
It's a trilogy, even though there's four seasons.
You know, the fall is going to be the one that the author
tells you is the good guy. Like, right. Like, it focuses on the fall children because it's a little, yeah. it's kind of emo.
Calendar mm-hmm. world.
It's a little, yeah.
calendar world.
Calendar world. Calendar world.
Wait, we should flesh this out more. Yeah. Not now necessarily, but we should make
it. Keep it up top.
We got to make a whole video about calendar world. Yeah. Our young and our YA series.
We'll do another storybook later.
Okay, yeah.
Calendar world.
Yeah.
What's 9 months after Valentine's Day? Right? Is it January? No. November.
Yeah.
So November is just like many, the most abundant.
Yeah, there's so many.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So there's so many fall children. Yeah. They have armies.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Crack
is the main
cocaine.
Character boy or girl? Girl.
Girl?
Probably. Okay. And if it's a fall children, her name is probably like Autumn. Autumn Nevergreen.
Yeah,
Autumn
Nevergreen.
Nevergreen. That's really good.
That's really nice.
Wait, what's the love interest name?
Baxter Duggins.
What's the love interest name and what season? Yeah,
I feel like what's the bad ones? Winter?
Winter's pretty bad. They're
I feel
cold.
Like summer's
cold
the,
as ice.
Summer's the rich one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe they're bad too.
So maybe spring and summer are both kind of bad.
Yeah, and winter is.
Or winter and summer are bad and spring is kind of good.
I feel like spring, that's like the underdogs.
Like, I feel like. Yeah. Yeah.
The Hufflepuff.
sure, definitely.
For the stupid people.
I feel like winter would have to be where, you know what? Competing love interests. It's Edward Jacob type.
No, I know, but like who's the main one that you know?
No, that's what I'm saying is one's winter and one's summer.
Yeah, so summer's got to be the main one, right? Or is winter sexier?
I think summer is the main one that you like, there's never really any question.
Yeah, yeah. But winter's but like, there's a little
for like
something
one
involved.
Book, you're like, he might.
Summer one is named Rainn
Wilson.
She might
suck him off.
Yeah.
Suck him off.
We don't know.
Rainn Wilson is the summer
He's
one.
The it's like a teen.
Oh my God.
Everyone's like 16, 17.
Oh, Christ.
Rainn Wilson is.
This is a bad series to read.
I'm just so mad about what the council is doing to us calendar children.
Any idea what you're gonna do after you graduate?
I just wish someone would hold hands with me.
I wish you'd just marry me, Autumn Nevergreen.
Oh god.
The other side is the winter one is named like I don't even know, fucking like mistletoe, and it's like an 11-year-old boy.
I was gonna say like an 11-year-old prince.
God, yes.
I guess.
A boy prince.
Oh Christ.
Fuck yes.
Nightmare.
You compete in the calendar games.
Buying a book for your kid and they're reading.
What the fuck? Dad, what does this
Dad,
mean?
Why is your boyfriend 53?
What? Whoa!
You submit this to the banned books list.
Yeah.
Every month, town has their own festival.
No. It's the Divinity Trailer Festival and all of them.
Yeah, but one's Christmas and one's like Arbor Day.
They like break a boy's legs or something.
Everybody collapses.
Oh, you know what? I got it. I know we're like got a lot more to get to. The protagonist, born on February
29th. Wow.
Oh, and that makes them like. I'm only
like 3 years old.
So they're a winter.
Season's children, the leap boy, the leap girl.
The leap girl.
Rise of the leap girl.
Oh Christ.
It's like that really shitty cover art from like the kind of 2010s where it's like. It's not CGI
it looks like it's realized.
They took a picture of a real person.
But then like photoshopped it onto art and it's like they're like in movement kind of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, there's like a lot of motion.
Then they replace it with the like soon to be a major Netflix production and like it's like Gaten Matarazzo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they just replace all the covers.
Yeah.
And Rainn Wilson.
With new stuff. What a pair. What a pair.
Wow, we got a.
This is really good.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. One time, me and my friend spent like 2 hours plotting out this universe called Karate Billionaires, where every time, where this, I think the lead was this woman who was really good at karate.
Yeah.
And every time a billionaire dies, their buildings fall down. And her dad was the billionaire who, when he got killed, 9/11.
wow. So
that 9/11, the buildings fell down, and then, like, she got his powers or something, and, like,
Christ.
had to go out and kill all the other karate billionaires.
Oh, so it's like a...
And each time their building would crumble.
So cool, the city bombing, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's any time a building is fallen, yeah, it was like all a karate right. billionaire died.
It's like a nightmare version of Knowing.
Anything yeah, with yeah. inherited powers is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Crack cocaine. Now that Animal
Rain
Farm.
Rainn Wilson was born on a leap day. That's why he's technically 15.
So she's technically like 8 or not even. So she's like,
I don't know. One of them is born on February 29th.
Okay. Oh, there we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, we got a few more.
Whose question got the longest answer?
That was Lebos. Lebos got the long one.
We don't Congrats. Know yet. We don't know yet.
That's true. Crack cocaine. Now that Animal Farm has got an animated comedy adventure version, what novel should Andy Serkis do next? I'd say No Country for Old Men.
But like a cutesy animal version?
Yeah.
Or another dystopian, probably like Brand New World.
Brave New World?
Brave New World. Brave New World. Or Fahrenheit, you know.
What about like 50 Shades Freed?
Just that one.
Not the
I guess that's cartoon version.
Just that one. Yeah.
Are there animals in it? Is Seth Rogen in it?
Probably. Magic Mike XL.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do The Billionaire's Inexperienced Love Slave. That's a book that was given to me when I worked at Barnes & Noble. It's a Harlequin romance. Right. I think I still have it.
The kids version of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
The animals.
Nightmare Alley.
Yeah.
Nightmare Alley would be good.
Guillermo del Toro's The Strain, the novel, not the show.
Yeah, the book.
Yeah,
that's a fun read.
I didn't read
whatever Dark Tower it is. It has a train, a robot train that tells riddles.
Go on.
That's what's the train's name?
Blaine. Blaine the Mono.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steven.
Yeah. And that's one of the best books in that series.
It rocks.
Yeah.
It's a mean old train.
It's an evil train.
Yeah.
It does seem like now they'll eventually have just like an Ayn Rand series, right? Like they'll just be like Andy Serkis Atlas Shrugged, but with cute animals or something.
I mean, that's what the cartoon is.
Tuttle Twins. Yeah, but they should just go
the
for
Tuttle
it
Twins.
And adapt it.
Yeah.
Prof Mikowski says, now that Netflix will probably own Warner Brothers, they'll technically also own Funhouse. So the obvious next move for Astro Goblin is to buy Netflix and create a monopoly rivaling Disney. What are you bidding for the buyout?
We will put Kevin Spacey back on TV.
We'll put him back on TV, but we close down Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a pretty big gold reserve.
Just shut it down.
We buy it so we can sell it to Barry Weiss for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not worth anything.
She can have
we
it.
We don't want
I
it.
I just want to see her succeed.
Yeah.
She can't on her own.
It's the main thing.
No, yeah.
We sell it to TPUSA.
Friggin' Toilet Paper USA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, Erica Kirkle do great.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Kirkle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a family ties.
Yeah.
Now that she's relevant because of Charlie's death,
yeah,
she could do something with that.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Don't know the last time that happened. Somebody who just inherited fame.
Yeah. Best thing that's ever happened.
Happens with like political office in a weird way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Harper, wait, did we answer the question?
Turning Point USA. Next question.
Yeah.
Harper says, hey, I just got an Xbox and it can play DVDs. Did you guys want to come over and watch Ben and Arthur? My mom said it's okay. It's Ben and Arthur.
I have yet to watch it, but I've been told it's The Gay The Room.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay.
Sounds like a Lawrence
movie.
I think so.
Hell of a
cover.
That's
the, yeah.
Are they in that one house?
They've got to be. Is that Ben?
I downloaded it years ago. And I never got around to watching it. But Sounds apparently it's very funny.
Oh, shit. So. Let's all hang out and watch Ben and Arthur.
Let's watch Ben and Arthur.
Sounds
With
good.
Harper, of course.
So, yes, we want to come over.
Yeah, we're on our way. We'll head over after
Only if
this.
It's an original Xbox.
Yeah.
I think that's what was...
Xbox Snap, Ben and Arthur.
Did the original Xbox have
DVD capabilities?
It did, right? I think it did.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I think so. The second one didn't do it. I think you could play DVDs, but not Blu-rays.
Sure.
PS3, though, you could do Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
PS5, you could do 4K DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I do that often.
Mine don't have
Apparently discs. It's not the best.
It's not?
No. The 4K players are apparently quite a bit better.
Is that why they're so expensive?
Are they really
like
that much
they're
better?
They're 500. I don't actually
I'm
think
not
I don't think
do
my
that.
Eyes would ever notice. I looked into my Xbox.
I looked into it so briefly, and it was like $500.
Can't be worth it.
Yeah. And I can't play Expedition 33 on it.
Yeah,
and
I don't want the world to see.
Last question from Person Down Under. G'day, goblins. Thanks to you three, I'm now reading Moby Dick on my 4-hour commute to and from work. What book should I read next?
4-hour commute. Emerald Mine? What the fuck are you?
Do you work at sea? Do you have to get out to the fishing grounds?
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving.
Asking what they should read next?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be on 4 hours a day. I mean, that's...
That's a pretty... They're going to get through a pretty clear Moby Dick, yeah.
I feel like take advantage of that and get through some series, you know?
Yeah.
Go through The Expanse. Go through the Expanse.
Do like the fucking Stormlight.
No. You know what you do? You do all the really big books that like people read, like all the big postmodern hard-to-read books. So that you can say you've read all of them. So you do Ulysses.
Yep.
Then you do The Recognitions.
Sure.
Then you do Gravity's Rainbow.
I've heard of that one.
Infinite Jest.
Yes.
And yeah, what's the new one, the German one, right? Yeah. It starts with like an S, I think.
Yeah, it's like a deconstruction of what it means to have a novel.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's fun for driving.
So burn through all of those just so like anytime someone asks, you can be like, oh yeah, I've read it.
I'm just going to
write. Because they don't expect that. They won't see that one coming.
German.
Over like 3 weeks, you'll get through like 10 books.
German novel, new, smart, sucks, long.
Okay.
You might get a few other things in there that Google search. Smart, sucks, long.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, sucks, long. You know what?
I've been reading some just horror, old horror tales and stuff.
You get scared?
Oh, Algernon Blackwood, The Willows.
The Willow.
It's a very cool short story.
Spooky, eh?
I think I read some Arthur Machen.
This is the old shit. Old and decrepit.
I'm reading, what is it? Fucking The Moonshine Wars. It's Elmore Leonard, which I'm enjoying because I just finished a fantasy book, the Robin Hobb Royal Assassin book, which fucking great. Awesome.
Robin Hobb
content. Great limited fantasy magical powers. Like, It's pretty grounded. It's like an ancestral magic that the royal lineage has.
Bueno.
Takes part Sick. In. But there's also beast magic that exists in the world.
Well, like a nice
then
beast.
Then I do have a Harry Hole novel that I think I'll be doing next. Oh. The first one, The Bat.
I'm reading House of Leaves. I finally cracked it.
You are? That's right.
I finally cracked Should it open. I saw that Elise was reading it and I was like, I've owned this book. For so fucking long.
Yeah.
And it's always just sitting there, and every once in a while people are like, oh, you gotta read this. Then I saw Elise was reading it. She was posting about it. And then I talked to another friend of mine, and he said, oh, yeah, it's great. So I cracked it, and I'm enjoying it.
Maybe I'll read it now, because I always take Patrick's recommendations.
I mean, I'm not that far. I'm not even 100 pages into it, but I'm enjoying it.
I'm just reading grimoire cards.
I read Pokemon cards.
Print them all out.
Yeah.
That's all the questions.
Ayo. You know what's really fun? If you want a recommendation of just a bunch of crap you can cram in, if you're just looking for time,
do the
Michael Moorcock Elric series. It's very fun.
Elric.
Very fun stuff.
You say that with a little smirk.
No, it is. It's awesome. It's like an albino
What's
guy.
The catch?
Prince guy who has a sword that drinks blood.
Is that better? Is better albino guy than Da Vinci Code albino guy?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's
it's
good.
A lot of a Hard lot of beat. The shit. A lot of the cool stuff from Dark Souls ends up kind of comes from
What's
this.
What's called?
Elric. Elric.
I think you told me about.
Are
this.
You familiar have a with the Last Herald Mage trilogy?
I don't think so.
Because it's like apparently the first mainstream fantasy with a gay protagonist and apparently also sucks.
Oh, good.
But I thought you'd appreciate it, especially Patrick. You too, Jacob. But the covers are quite good.
Oh, it's like an old.
Yes, like a magical horse on the cover.
Well, it does. That looks sick, though. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
On the cover.
Mercedes Lackey is a one of the that's very good.
Yeah.
Look at that horse. Wow.
Every like bookstore in America has like 30 of her books and nothing you're looking for. She's one of those authors.
Good for filling
Wait,
shelves.
What's her name?
Mercedes Lackey or something.
Mercedes.
What is it?
Oh.
Yeah, that's I know. That's what I
didn't
was,
realize
that's, why
that's
I said
who that was.
Oh yeah, I know. I saw it on the book. That's why I was saying it.
Oh.
Oh, oh shit. Yeah.
But those are cool. Any Michael Moorcock stuff from back then is awesome, and it all kind of ties together in fun ways. And yeah.
Yeah. I think my favorite book I read this year, one of them was The Art Thief, which came out last year, which is like a crazy real story about just a guy that just stole a shitload of art. And then
there were actual art thieves
as like a young man. Yeah. Well, Picasso was an art thief. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Everybody thought he was perfect, but turns out he's not. He did some fucked up shit.
We hate surrealism.